Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, if she's going through some sort of persecution, that this just really encourages her and strengthens her to overcome and just to get through it. And that she just sees that it's a blessing. Persecution means she's bearing fruit, and that's a good thing. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is, well, first, let me just recap. We're going, just going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous that they can get, okay? The need to walk in the Holy Spirit, but the understanding that once you do really start walking in the Holy Spirit and really being filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And just taking a look at the types of persecution, okay, that you could possibly encounter, and just, you know, just strengthening to overcome and get through it, okay? And just wisdom and understanding how to navigate around it. This is, let's see here, this is Luke chapter 18. This is a real, one of my favorite verses. Chapter 18, this is where Jesus is talking to the rich ruler, okay? And he says, come follow me, and he has a hard time because he's got so much money, okay? And Jesus says, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Okay. And then you look at the same verse here in Mark chapter 10, verse 24. It says, he says here, again, I'm sorry, let's start at verse 23. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Now, this is why he's saying this. Okay, it doesn't mean that rich people can't go to heaven. Rich people can go to heaven, okay? Of course. But he explains it here in verse 24, which is, this is the verse that is my favorite. It says, and the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, children, how hardly is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, I want to really hit that verse right there where he says, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Some of the most terrified people that I've ever seen are rich people. And if I have any sisters that are listening, listen to me, okay? It's good. What I'm saying is good. I'm not trying to you know, upbraid you or anything like that. I'm trying to help you, okay? Because the Word of God is truth, and it's powerful, and it can set you free. What happens is when people have a lot of money, okay, then they trust in it, okay? It becomes an absolute idol, and then they become so worried, and they... I went through this trial where I was being really badly persecuted, and I noticed, because I needed help, okay, it was a difficult time for me and my family, I really needed help, and I noticed that the people who gave the most and that were the most fruitful were poor people. I would need help, and I would see that those who had a lot of money and had the ability to give would give so little, and then those who had hardly anything, okay, ended up giving more than those who had a lot. And I was so astonished, and the Holy Spirit was just really showing me what bondage money can be, because what happens is the poor, okay, they're in the kingdom of heaven. They see, okay, so often because they don't have anything, and they often live by faith, okay, that the Father, when you live that way and you trust in him, money just shows up. Okay, out of nowhere, you've got no money to pay your bills. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not being sinful. You don't waste your money. You're just poor. Okay, you're just poor. You're a good Christian. You're fruitful. You're just poor. Okay, it happens. The Bible talks about this. Yeah, scripture says that the poor will never perish from the land. Okay, you're just poor. You didn't do anything wrong. And you don't have anything to pay your bills. And all of a sudden, there you go. Your bills due. And some money shows up over here. okay, out of nowhere. Happens all the time. And because of that, they're living in the kingdom of heaven and they don't really worry about money. They don't think about it that much, okay? Therefore, it just kind of flows like water. Whereas the rich, like he says there, they trust in their money. They don't trust in God. They trust in their money, okay? And what you do need to be aware of, because talking about times of judgment is that if you do go through a time of persecution where Satan moves upon your money, okay, you need to just trust that the Lord is working in this, okay? And I've talked about this before. There's a teaching that I have. I think it's called baptism, okay? But where it's just like Jesus on the cross. It goes under, it goes into the grave and out and is raised from the dead, okay? And the baptism is the same thing, because the baptism is an act of faith about the crucifixion, going under the water and out of the water, okay? You need to be prepared, okay? Because the one that did that is Satan, okay? A lot of times when he baptizes things, he lets Satan move upon you, okay? And then he raises it from the dead for you, because it's righteous when you're being persecuted and you didn't do anything wrong and Satan moves upon you, because it's not from sin. Sin is different. Sin is chastening and so on and so forth, okay? When you're walking in righteousness and Satan just moves upon you, okay, you didn't do anything wrong, okay, then you have the baptism, you have the cross, okay? And then whatever it is, because we have this that happens with us, but he can do this with different areas of your life, okay? And that's a good thing, okay, in terms of times of judgment, because you can't trust in this place, okay? just like you can't trust in your riches, okay, like I already spoke about, okay, with with that verse in the book of Mark, okay, you need to trust in the Lord, okay? And this is the thing, if I do have any sisters where you're like, you're always nervous about money, okay, and you have money, and you're like, okay, maybe this pertains to me, you can't fix it. That's the thing. It's a soul deep thing. It's a sanctification thing, okay? You have to just trust in the Lord. We're like babies. We can't get up and, I mean, like infants. When I say babies, I mean like infants, okay? Just as an infant can't get up and change its diaper and get up and take a bath, you can't cleanse and sanctify yourself, okay? He has to take you through these trials and wash and cleanse you. And so you can ask for help, you can repent, you cannot resist, okay? But it's him, ultimately, that's got to take you through things like this. And you need to be prepared, because there's probably a lot of sisters that are going to go through things like this prior to the fall of the United States, because you can't trust in the things of this country and money and things like that, and you just need to know that if Satan is moving upon you and you're going through a financial trial, okay, and he's telling you don't trust in what you see in your bank account, don't trust, and also too with artificial intelligence, because I gotta tell you, there's a lot of laws out there and there's no way around it, because you can't live off of cash, okay? I mean, there's so many bills that you need to pay and you can't pay them with cash. You got to pay them online. You got to pay them here. You got to, go to this website. You can't, you have to use a card. And this is Bible prophecy, okay? And if you find yourself going through trials like this where Satan is messing with your money, or you have, or through artificial intelligence, just all these different trials, okay? You need to know and you need to trust, okay, that the Lord is working in it in you, okay, so you can be set free, because you can't do it, okay? When you look at people, if you're someone that struggles with fear and you see a strong sister and she's like not afraid and you're like, man, I want to be like that, well, it's God that did that for that person, okay? And he took them through a trial, and the only way you can get through it is to go through it, okay? And you go through it and you go, oh, wow, this isn't so bad. You know, this little dog ain't got no teeth. It's all bark and no bite, you know? And you're like, it can't do anything to me. Okay, he's here. All right, yeah, Satan took that over there, and that's what I was looking at, and I was used to it. But look, there's all this over here, and I'm totally fine. Oh, my goodness. He's really close, and he's watching everything. He knows everything. It's just like the Bible says, you know? Because you know these scriptures, but it's not until the Lord takes you through these trials, okay, that you really are transformed deep and inwardly and spiritually and become like a brand new person. And you need to know if he's letting Satan move upon you and you're being persecuted, that he's doing this so you can be set free, not only for, eternal life and for, things like that, but also too,
just practically, okay, in practical terms, this place is not going to be what you see right now, okay? You need to change. And if you need to change in that area, he is going to prepare you for it. And a lot of times, this is the way he does it, okay? Okay, so an important thing, which the Holy Spirit, if you're chosen to be persecuted, will talk to you about this, is that you just need to know from the scriptures that God controls everything, especially, I mean, he controls everything, but you really need to see and believe and understand, which you will, because like I already mentioned, the Holy Spirit will talk to you about it, that he controls persecution. This is Job chapter, and I just want to make this clear. I want to say this because when you're entering into a situation of persecution, it can look, look terrifying, okay? And you hear this, okay? I mean, let's be honest, okay? And sober-minded from the scriptures. Satan, you know, he kills Christians, okay? In a lot of ways, he kills them in sometimes very terrifying ways, okay? It looks terrifying. I need to make that very clear. Because when you walk with the Holy Spirit, it looks one way, but it's not. Once you actually enter into the trial, you're in a whole different world. You're in a whole different realm. Okay. Heard one believer from the Middle East say, you know, you have hurt to body, but inside so much peace. and it's true. Okay. It's like outwardly it looks a certain way. And as you start the trial, it can look a certain way. Okay. But once you start and actually step out and enter into the trial, it's like your whole soul and heart and mind and everything inwardly is in a totally different place. And it looks that way outwardly, but inwardly it's just not the case. Okay. It's totally different. The Holy Spirit, he works with you with fear. Okay. And as you take a step every single day with him, more and more fear is removed. This is a scripture, perfect love casts out fear. More and more, because you see how much he loves you, okay, and how you just really have nothing to worry about because he takes care of everything, okay, and you're fine, okay. You see this with people where it's like outwardly, right, they seem like they should be fine. They've got everything carnally they could possibly need, but you talk to them and you meet them and they're just like a mess. They're like a nervous wreck. They're afraid all the time. They got all this, you know, just all this bad stuff going on inside, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, this, I would never want to, you know, you can pray for the person, but to be honest, you're like, I wouldn't want to be like that. That's really not a good place to be inwardly, you know. So this place is not dependent upon outside circumstances, okay? It's dependent upon you inwardly in your relationship with Christ, because everything outwardly can be an absolute, you know, mess, or it can look a certain way if you're being persecuted and can, you know, and everything, but inwardly you're absolutely fine and filled with so much peace and so happy, and that, you know, nothing can touch you. Okay. This is again what he says, but not a hair on your head will perish. Okay. But you have to do it by faith. You can't see it. That's the thing. Okay. Is that it doesn't look that way outside. So this is Job chapter, one, starting at verse 8, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and the substance of and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. Okay, so you see, God is controlling it. Okay, he's got to ask for permission. And then this is Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 31, is Jesus speaking before the crucifixion. It says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So you see, Satan's, he's like a dog on a leash. He has to ask for permission, and things are not out of control. They're absolutely in control, and all according to a very specific plan. Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just, her eyes are open and she starts to really have a revelation and understanding of how you control things so she can feel safe knowing you're in charge. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.